So, first of all, I want to know, is everybody already blogging or are you just getting ready to
No.
blog? What is, I know Lisa was saying that she has a blog currently, but she works a full-time job. Deborah, how about you? Are you blogging
Yeah,
already?
I'm just learning. I'm
Okay.
real wet behind the ears. I have an interest, but I'm not blogging yet.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Okay, Janelle says no, never. Okay. Well, the first thing we want to talk about then is why do we want to blog to begin with? And number one, it's to inspire our audience, whoever our audience happens to be. We want to try to help change their lives somehow, make their days more productive, create something beautiful, help other people. There's all kind of reasons on why we want to blog. But another reason is who you are or who your audience might be. You might want to improve your writing. If you want to write professionally, blogging is a great way to improve your writing skills because you're going to write pretty often. So it's a great way to improve that. Plus, you get to learn new skills. Lisa and I was just talking about WordPress. I am not a WordPress girl, but if I were blogging on a WordPress site, I would start to learn WordPress. I personally, and we're going to talk about platforms in a little bit, but I personally am using HostGator to do my blog because it's kind of a plug and play. I did a research earlier this morning to see what the number one top site is, and it happens to be Wix because it's a plug and play type site. So if you haven't started and you're a newbie, you might look into some of those. Lisa, you said you had kind of inherited a blog and it was already on WordPress. Am I correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
It's yeah. So I know some basics, but and I don't want to have to continue to spend money with the web designer. So I'm immersed myself and I have a background in a little bit of technology. So I think I'll pick it up. And I'm amazed at the amount of free help or user groups that share tips, share suggestions. And it's what I found on Meetup already too, and or through my local libraries in Colorado that it's a tool that people really are very freeing and giving assistance on things. Or if you go out and do a search, if you have a certain issue you're trying to solve. So that's been rewarding, a little time consuming, but satisfying to solve something on your own.
Right. And I recommend that whatever platform you choose, that you do kind of roll up your sleeves and decide that you're going to figure it out on your own. And that way you're not at the mercy of having to wait for someone else to post something for you or to fix something for you or, to add a product or service, because ultimately at the other end of our blogging, we want to monetize our blogs and actually make an income from our blogs. And Janelle said something about, what other site did, not sure what I mentioned. I had mentioned HostGator. So I don't know if that's helpful. HostGator is a lot like Wix. And let's see if I can find out here. Okay, somebody else is using WordPress. The site shares urban hikes and around. Oh, that's yours. Okay. Okay, I get it. We have James on. James, welcome. It's good to see you.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
Are you blogging already, James, or are you brand new?
I'm not. I'm kind of. I've been doing YouTube videos and like TikToks, but I haven't really got into blogging and just kind of interested in starting.
Okay. Now, here's the joy of using a TikTok and some YouTube videos is that you can transcribe those, the videos that you're doing, and get your transcription, and then you can turn your transcription into a blog. So I
Okay.
don't, and that way you can repurpose some of your content and not feel like you have to start over each time.
Right.
Like, oh gosh, I did my video. Now I got to do my blog. Now I got to do a post across social media. You can do one thing, like a YouTube video, and then you can transcribe it and turn that into a blog. And then you can take snippets of your blog and turn that into a social media post. And you can just repurpose your content across everything. And so that works really well as well.
That's a
So
good idea.
anyway, so when you're finding a platform, it's kind of important to get started there. But then you're going to build your online brand. So you have to start thinking about you know, what is your passion and what is your lane, if you will. And the way I like to think about it is this: if you tune into a radio station and you like country music, for example, and you tune in and it plays country, you're like, okay, life is good. You know, it's exactly where I wanted to land. But if one day they're playing classical, another day they're playing rock and roll, another day they're you think, man, they must have gotten hacked. This is not the radio station I was looking for. So my recommendation is find a lane and then stay in your lane. Now, it can be a broad lane, you know, it can be kind of wide as far as your topics, but try to keep your topics where they're all relative to each other in some fashion. That way, when folks tune in, they know they got the right station, so to speak. So, James, what kind of podcast or YouTube videos are you doing currently? What topic are you in? What lane are you in?
I would say I'm doing a little bit of everything. I'm just kind of testing the waters right now. Like a while ago, I was interviewing people kind of like that do various roles and kind of on the job, what it's like, stuff like that. And then I just went on a cross country trip. So I was like recording that and like showing the hostels I was staying at, showing the Amtrak train I was on. So kind of more travel oriented. And then on TikTok, it's just kind of like random, funny stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so if you were to do a blog, how would you frame that as far as building your online brand?
I'm kind of interested. I'm trying a in-person speed dating event business. So
okay.
I'm kind of interested in more orienting it towards that. So like love type stuff and finding a partner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Want to make sure I've got everybody in the room here. So would anyone else like to share what it is that you're blogging about or what your lane is in? I see we still have Lisa. We've got Deborah, Janelle. Would anyone else like to share? Deborah.
Yes, I'll be blogging about parenting skills. Tools for parents.
Okay.
In the age range of children who are 11 to 14.
Oh, wow. That's an important message. Yes. Yeah. Yep. That's a very important message. Now, do you have any type of programming around that already? Do you have any like courses or do you do public speaking? Are you already in that lane or is this something you're just getting started?
Yeah. I'm already, well, I was a school counselor and I'm retired now.
Okay.
So I am working with a mastermind group, and there are only three of us. And so the coach is helping us to launch our business.
All right, perfect. And so a blog, once you have a business or you already know kind of how you want to monetize, a blog is a great way to advertise. Because what happens with a blog is folks get to know, like, and trust you, and they start to trust your influence and your information. And then at that point, they'll say, gee, I need to look a little closer to Deborah and see what she's offering. I need to tap into one of her programs or whatever. So that's what I did in my programming is I've created an online academy. And then from the academy, I actually can monetize my blog by just putting links at the bottom of my blog back to my academy. And that's one of the ways you can monetize. You can also monetize by using affiliate links. Has anyone ever used an affiliate link? Does anybody have an affiliate link so far that they're an affiliate of something like Amazon's probably the biggest one where you can get an affiliate link. And anytime somebody clicks through on your affiliate link, you get paid for whatever they purchase. And so if you want to blog about a product, for example, and it can go along with your courses, by the way. I'll use Deborah as an example. Let's say that she finds something on Amazon that really helps her in her business. She can simply blog about it and say, guess what, folks, I just found this. I love it. And then she can put her affiliate link there in her blog. And anybody that says, I'd be interested in getting that too, if they click on it, Deborah then gets paid a commission for them buying that product. Now, here's the fun part about Amazon that I bet a lot of you don't know is how many of us have shopped on Amazon? Everybody shopped on Amazon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, when you go to Amazon and all of a sudden across the bottom of the screen, it says people that bought this product also bought, and they list like eight other things. Well, here's the fun part. If someone clicks through on your affiliate link and then they decide to buy more of those products, you get paid a commission on all of it, on that entire order, whatever they ordered while they were on that landing affiliate link. So that's huge. That's a great way to make money with Amazon, with affiliate links. And then you can have your own products and services as well. So anyone else, share with us what your lane is and what you're blogging in. And I'm watching my messages here as well. Lisa, Amazon is used on my site. I need to do edits to change to my account and update the products. Convince me to edit that sooner. Okay, good, good, good. I'm glad we inspired you to get in there and edit that a little bit sooner. Perfect, perfect. Anyone else want to share what your topic or lane is? I love James. I love Deborah's. Anyone else? And Lisa has shared her lane. Janelle, how about you? Are you actually blogging yet? We got Rula in the waiting room. I'm letting her in. So bear with me. I'm at a disadvantage today. I'm at a conference, so I don't have all my tools. I'm not using my mouse. I'm using my laptop with no camera. I'm just using the laptop camera. So I'm really at a disadvantage today. One of the other things about blogging is it helps you confront your fears. It kind of gives you a way to overcome imposter syndrome. A lot of us are thinking, you know, well, who am I to talk in this particular lane or this particular topic? And I think as you research the topic and as you start down that path and people start connecting with you saying, wow, you know, I got a lot of value out of what you said, or just like just now, where, you know, Lisa said it convinced her to do her edits sooner. So I feel like I may have inspired her just in that one little comment. After a while, it starts to make you feel like you're bringing value to the table, and you start to overcome that imposter syndrome. You start to overcome the thinking that who am I to be talking about this subject? You know, am I really qualified? And so I think all of that in blogging, it's going to help you do that. It also helps you generate income. And again, that's probably one of the number one reasons I like to blog, is that I can just have a conversation with my readers, and then I can link back to my products and services. So if we have some newbies, and I know Lisa's on WordPress, does anybody else have a platform already? Oh, I lost my participant here. I got somebody else that's trying to come into the room. Does somebody else already have a platform that they're using?
What would you recommend for like a newbie as far as like starting a blog? Is there, I know you said HostGator, is that one free or how does that one work?
HostGator, first of all, let me explain. WordPress is kind of the entry building block of websites, and all a blog post is a website. You're just going to find a website to put your blog post on. So let me try to just give you a general overview. When you go into any website and you want to create a blog, you have to then get a page or a plugin, is what WordPress calls it, that will host or hold your blogs. And so what happens is, if you're not very familiar with the technology, you have usually a tendency to kind of get stuck there because you're like, I don't know where to start. I don't know how to physically post this blog. And so what happens is a lot of sites have decided to do prefab themes. And so those companies have cropped up all over. And a prefab theme is where their company, whatever that company is, Wix, HostGator, whatever, they've taken WordPress and they have already done some of the building blocks for you. So now it becomes a plug and play. So now if you sign on with one of those sites, they say, we've already created these 50 themes. Just pick one. And then all you do is fill in the words and the pictures and boom, you're live. You know, publish it in your live. You don't have to say, well, where do I go get this plugin? Now I want somebody to click through on a link, and now I got to find the plugin to create a link. And now I got to find the plugin to create a PayPal button, or I got to go find the plugin to create how I can put a picture here, or how I can put a video here. And those prefab sites, they basically have just put that together for you. And you just go in and pick a theme. And it's, so it's kind of a ready-made platform. So I chose HostGator only because HostGator had the themes already, and I was very price-driven, and HostGator is like $2.75 a month, and you get your domain name, and they'll host the platform all for that same $2.75. And so I have it on my website, and again, I will be very transparent. It is a affiliate link, and I don't get paid to send folks to HostGators. They just give me more pages in my platform if I decide that I want to do if I basically put out my affiliate link out there. So it's on my website. It's just under kathybenner.com. You can see my name there in the square in my picture, and it's just kathybenner.com. And if you scroll over to the menu. Little hamburger menu at the top of my website, you'll see a resource page, and it is toward the bottom of my resource page. So anyone that wants to click through on that one, it's a special. You get the $2.75. It's cheaper than anywhere else, so it'll help save you a little bit of money if you click through on my website. But you don't have to. Again, I just want to see everybody blogging. But I did a research just this morning, and it tells me that the number one blogging site is Wix. W-I-X. And so please feel free to explore that as well. And it is also what we call a plug and play, where you pick the theme that they've already put together for you. And then all you do is plug in your words and your pictures and your videos, and you're ready to publish. So that's a fast way to get started.
And can you pick your domain name on Wix, like Gator?
Yes, with Wix and HostGator, it does allow you to go in and search for your domain name. Now, here's what I recommend. Sometimes your domain name has been taken already under a .com. So you could do one of two things. You could either add something to your domain name just to make it different, or you could look at the other endings like .net, there's several .me, there's several out there. And so you can look around and see what fits best. But let me tell you this, when you're picking a domain name, don't get too narrow in your channel, in your lane, because all of a sudden, I always think too small. All of a sudden I want to blog about something else in addition to what I'm blogging about. And now I feel like, okay, it doesn't fit my domain name. So let me give everyone an example. And this doesn't have to do with blogging, but it has to do with creating a business. I was in the salon industry for years, and I came out of cosmetology school as a nail tech. And so I decided to open a salon called All About Nails. That sounds appropriate, right? Yeah. Well, I soon discovered that I was overloaded with nail techs, and now they're all kind of not literally fighting, but fighting over the same client. You know, somebody would walk through the door and I'd have three girls with an empty chair and they're all like, pick me, pick me. And so we had this rotation, but oftentimes a couple of girls were just sitting because we didn't have three clients walk in. We only had one at that particular moment. Now, over time, the business built up and it was fine and everybody had plenty of business. But I wanted to add hair because I thought the same client that got their hair done would also maybe get their nails done. And now two girls could be busy with the same client, but my name was all about nails. Mm-hmm. And I thought, darn, I didn't think that through very well at the beginning, because now I want to add hair. So my whole point in that story is back up a little bit from your lane and try to get a bigger overview and name your blog the bigger overview so that you can have more options to blog about. My own personal blog, I am a passive income coach. And so when I wanted to add a wellness piece to it, because I truly believe that health comes before wealth, when I wanted to add a wellness piece to it, I thought, okay, I need to make sure that my blog name is a bigger lane, a wider lane than just passive income, because I could have had a passive income blog. Well, I backed my vision up and took a bigger overview of what I wanted to write about. And I had to really ask myself some serious questions, you know, like, why am I writing? Who am I writing to? Who is my audience? And at the end of the day, what I want to instill in everyone is to have a freestyle life. That's what passive income is all about. It's about living freestyle. It's about doing what you want to do when you want to do it and not worrying about your income. And so I created my blog and I call it Freestyle Living. So now I can blog about health. I can blog about passive income. Mm-hmm. I can blog about all kinds of topics and they're all still in my lane, but they're all called Freestyle Living. Is that helpful?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So think about, yeah, think about where it is that you're going with your blog and don't think too small at the beginning. Okay. Don't think too small. Janelle says she's not blogging yet. We've got some other folks on the call. Does anybody else want to share? We have a caller called Gam Gam. And then of course, Janelle and James is there and Deborah is there. If anybody else wants to share, let me know. Now, another reason that you might blog, if you go, I don't know what to blog about or where to start, you could simply just document your life. Because that's a great way to, you know, there's tons of bloggers out there. There's tons of folks out there that are just documenting their life. We all love reality TV. We all want to see how the story ends. And that's why reality television shows are so popular. And so people will definitely tune in to see what James is doing today. You know, they just want to know, or to see what Deborah's doing to, or Deborah, sorry, what Deborah's doing today. They just want to know. And so that's a great thing to do. It's also a way to land your dream job. Once you blog about a certain topic long enough, you're going to start getting job offers. And I blog a lot about passive income, and I do get job offers a couple a month where folks are wanting me to work on their team because I'm in their lane. And so there is some reasons to, where I want to say reasons to not start a blog. It's really hard work. Yeah. So running a blog, it isn't a piece of cake. So you do have to make a commitment, but that's not a reason not to start, because it's so fulfilling at the other reason or at the other end. And it's not a solution to make fast cash. You do have to build an audience. And so it does take some time to build up your audience and then add those affiliate links or your courses or a book maybe that you're publishing. There's all kinds of ways you can monetize it. And there's no fixed income. It does fluctuate. You could have several people click through on a blog that resonates. And then you could have maybe a blog that no one clicked through on. It just didn't resonate with your audience. And it kind of can be a lonely pursuit, but that's not a reason not to start. You do have to kind of put on your blinders and say, I'm going to blog, you know, once a week or twice a week or three times a week or whatever your system is. Now, I did some research on that this morning as well. And it says that we should blog four times a week. I don't have time to blog four times a week, but they said that's the ideal, is four times. That's what gets the most readership, is four times a week. That's kind of the sweet spot. So if anybody is wondering about that. And also the blogging landscape constantly changes. You kind of have to change with the topics that are popular. And so, I have a little hack that I like to use whenever you create a title for your blog. You wonder, is it going to resonate with the readers? Or are they going to click on it? If you go to Google Trends, just Google Trends, and Google Trends will come up, you can put your topic in Google Trends and you can try out four or five different headings, titles for your blog for that day. And it'll tell you the one that most people are clicking on. Here's an example. I went over and I Googled in Google Trends, I Googled passive income, and it got a reasonable amount of hits that people were searching for passive income. But then I searched for working from home and it exploded with the number of hits. So what that tells me is anytime I want to do a blog post about passive income, I need to write somewhere in my title and in my first paragraph, the phrase working from home, because that's what the majority of the people are searching for. So I'm going to get more hits, more readers, more success if I use that phrase. So you can go over there and do a little research and find out what is it that folks are actually searching for. And so again, it goes back to, if there's a problem, you're going to offer a solution. Well, the problem is folks are searching on how to work from home. So now I can have the solution of read my blog about passive income. And now I can put in there my different solutions for working from home, like blogging, that's working from home. But I was putting it under the heading of passive income. So anyway, you get the idea. So research that and find out what people are actually searching for, and then answer their question. Enter the conversation in their heads instead of making them enter the conversation in yours. And you'll get much more success in your blogs. So, okay. Now, overuse of social media can impact mental health. I read that this morning. So it says, while positive aspects of connecting with your audience via social platform can help with social anxiety, there are some downsides. So I also have an email list, because sometimes folks are like, I have to take a break from like Facebook and Instagram. And so I do have an email list as well. So I send out my blogs to my email list, as well as putting them on social media. And once you're ready to put it on social media, I do have a mastermind where I get down into the actual nitty gritty. Oh, we've got another person coming into the room. I do have a mastermind where I will actually share my screen and show you how to post on HostGator or again, I'm not a WordPress girl, but I will show you how to post on HostGator. And some of those other sites. And then I show you how to pick up that link and actually put it out across your social media. And it, I kind of do it in a way where I put a little cliffhanger there, and it makes folks want to click on it, which brings them then back to your blog, which brings them back to your affiliate links or to the links back to your products and services, which is how you're monetizing your blog. And then in the email, you have to follow the rules where folks have the button to unsubscribe if they want to. And you have to include that in your email list, which is fine. So anyway, those are all the kinds of things that are why you should blog and reasons not to get derailed, you know, from not blogging. It's really a lot of fun once you get started. I have a gal in my mastermind, and she put it on her to-do list, kind of like a project or a job she had to get done starting out. And she just shared with me this week that she said it's actually fun. She loves her days that she has set aside to blog, and she does it every morning, three times a week on those mornings. And she said she looks forward to it now. And she said now wherever she goes and whatever she's doing, she said she's always thinking, oh, there's a blogging topic. Oh, there's a blogging topic. So now things are coming up that she's making notes like, oh, next time I blog, I want to blog about that. And so it is fun, and you get to share who you are and what you're doing and why you're doing it. And you're going to build a tribe. Folks are going to kind of come and go in and out of your circle. And after a while, you'll have that core group that really is going to stick with you and follow you. And then from there, that's where it grows. So anyway, that's what I have today. Is there any comments or questions? Please feel free to jump in if you have a question. We see we've got several folks that have their microphone and camera off, and that's fine. If you have a question, you can simply put it in the chat as well, if that works better for you. And what I want to do, I'm going to put in the chat, is I want to make sure that everybody knows how to contact me. And my website is just kathybinner.com. And if you scroll down in my website, you will see this free meetup there for blogging. And if you click through and create an account in that free meetup session, it has all the dates, the Zoom codes. I apologize for some of you that the Zoom code didn't show in the meetup app. I will go back and revisit that. It was there originally when I created the event, so I'm not sure what happened there, but I will go back and make sure that the actual Zoom code is there. But you can find it under kathybinner.com. Scroll down to the free blogging meetup, and because there's several different free meetups there. I've got all kinds of free meetups, but go to the blogging one. And if you go through and create an account there, not only will you get the dates and the Zoom code, you'll also get all of our replays. And then if you're interested, there is also a mastermind, if you're interested in joining that master, the blogging mastermind. And that's where we actually, I share my screen and we actually get into creating a blog and posting it and how to bring a picture over into the blog. I mean, it is the real nitty gritty on how to get a blog up and going. And so you're welcome to join that if anyone is interested in that. And so anyway, any questions from anyone so far? And I'll answer any specific if I can.
I have a question.
Sure.
Tell me again exactly what a blog is. I'm beginning to understand, okay. but tell me exactly what a blog is.
Okay, a blog is simply like an opinion editorial piece.
Okay.
So if you think of it like an opinion editorial piece, and a great way to start a blog is I believe, because no one can argue with what you believe.
Right.
And what you believe isn't wrong, because mm-hmm. it's what you believe. And mm-hmm. so it's that's where it comes in, where it's an opinion editorial piece. And all you're doing with the blog is you just now have to have a platform on where to store your editorial pieces.
Okay.
And that's done on a website. And when we call it a blog, it's simply an interactive page on a mm-hmm. website. And so let me go back and explain this. The interactive page on a website is where basically there can be a menu or an index where somebody can click and it'll go back to an earlier posting that you did. Mm-hmm. And that's why not every website is blog friendly. Because some websites do not have that feature where there can be an index where it's interactive, where you can say, oh, I want to read, and I'll use mine as an example. I do passive income, and one of my passive incomes, of course, is blogging, but one of my passive incomes is real estate. So someone might go to my blog and say, I want to read her real estate post. Well, what do they do? Just scroll and scroll and scroll. It's like Facebook, scroll and scroll and scroll, and they think, oh, I don't have time for this. I can't find it. So a real blog platform will have a way that they can just index and go to the real estate and all the real estate blogs will come up. Mm-hmm. So what happens is when then you find a website, you have to either buy that plugin, that blogging plugin that allows you to have that index, or you have to find a ready-made platform like mm-hmm. Wix or Postgator that has the blogging plugin already added to their website. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I Googled this morning to see the top ones, and the top two is Wix and Hostgator. And then there's Weebly and there's Squarespace. There's about 10 different ones that are in the top 10. But I picked Hostgator, but this morning my research tells me that Wix, if you haven't picked any at all, you might want to check out the Wix and the Hostgator and see which one you like the best. If you choose Hostgator, then go through my website to my resource page, because you can get it cheaper.
Okay.
If you're going to use Hostgator anyway, get it cheaper. Mm-hmm. I'm all about the cost factor at the beginning.
Right, yeah.
Do you know the price difference between Wix and Hostgator?
I do not. I didn't get a chance to research that. And again, I apologize. I'm at a conference today. So you see the conference behind me and the sun's starting to come in the window here.
Anyway, what is the conference? Is it?
I'm in Cincinnati and it's a real estate conference.
Sweet.
Yeah, cool. Cincinnati, Ohio, and it's a real estate conference. So that's where I'm at this weekend. And I thought, well, I'll just find a little place to do my call for my blogging. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine gave me the key to their room here at the conference center. And the key didn't work by the time I got all the way up to their room. So I'm now just in a conference hallway back around mm-hmm. the corner. So I apologize. I'm a little...
Yeah, make it work.
I'm just making it work today. So thank you everyone for your patience. Okay, so does that answer your question, Deborah?
Yes, very much okay. So. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So again, so a blog is just your opinion, and you're putting it out on a platform, and you have to make it so folks can search to find the opinion piece that they want to read. And then once you write those, now your next job is how are you going to get them out to your public? And you're going to send them out in an email, and you're going to put them across your social media. And that's how folks are going to find you. Plus, if you do the Google Trends that I was talking about, then when somebody just goes to Google and they search for working from home, guess what? All my blog posts that I put that in my title and in my first paragraph are going to come up as an option for them to read. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you folks just Google something and you see all of these great articles on a topic? Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Those are all blog posts.
Okay.
And you see it, you know, that John Smith wrote this on such and such a date, you know, and all it is, it's John Smith's blog post. That's what you're finding when you, a lot of the times. And now you might get in, you might find some websites of some companies that also answer the question to whatever problem you have. But if you just search for something in Google, oftentimes what you're reading are just a series of blog posts.
Okay.
And then at the bottom, you know, it tells you about the author, you know, John Smith is a freelance writer that writes for blah, blah, blah. All it is that he just did a blog post. You just landed on his blog. Does that help?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very much so. Yeah. It seems simple.
Yes. Don't make it harder than it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
I
get it. Because we all think it's like all this information that we can't figure out, when in reality, it's just an opinion piece that someone put on a website that now people can search for in Google, and you're going to send it out to your audience to grow your audience.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here. I've got a comment. And again, I don't have my little mouse plugged in. So Janelle says, thank you for your creativity and making it work and your wealth of information. Really appreciate it. Have a great Friday. Yes, Janelle, thank you so much. I would love for everyone to connect in our blogging group. If everyone wants to connect, you can certainly put your connect information in the chat. And we do encourage that folks, you know, connect with each other throughout the month in our group. And if you put your information in the chat, I will also list it there when you go to kathybenner.com and you click through on the free blog site to get to the replays. I will put your contact information there, and that way folks can connect with you and I can connect with you as well. And then I really would encourage everyone to tap on every time that we do this free meetup. And again, if you're interested, certainly tap into the mastermind. The mastermind is $25 a month. You can join anytime you want, and you can also sign off and stop the mastermind anytime you want. You can withdraw your membership anytime. So you can come and go as much as you want. And so we encourage you to do that. The mastermind also comes with a course on blogging. And we get into that in the mastermind. We actually go through the course in detail. And again, it's how to pick a name, how to pick a platform, how to search for the best topics, titles. We do all of that. So I encourage everyone that's seriously wanting to start blogging that you can do that. So Lisa has her information there. Lisa, thank you so much. I love that. And Deborah has hers. Thank you so much for that.
Is there a sweet spot for the length of a blog post? Is there an average you want to stay within, or a recommendation?
Yes, there are several. Let me just see what the professionals say. Bear with me till I pull that up. And these are the professionals that do this all the time. And so they tell you, just again, it's statistics. They're just looking for statistics. It says the ideal length of a blog post that gets the most readership tends to sit around 1447. I don't know why an odd number, but 1447 words. That's the number of words. Okay. And so... the professionals say it shouldn't go over 1600. Now, that's just a research they did on the best readership.
And then are there applications that allow you to create content and then schedule it for going out to posting so that you're not the one on a daily basis having to be tied to getting it posted.
Yes. However, let me share two things. The answer to your question is yes. And there are third-party apps that you can put your post in and then it'll automatically post it out across your social media. But the social media platforms do not give it the best viewership because it's like a third party that posted it. They like original, authentic, you know, grassroots content.
Okay.
Right. And so the best way that I like to do it is I'm kind of a Facebook girl and I post on Facebook first, and then Facebook will allow Facebook to post it over onto like Instagram.
Yeah.
And they're kind of the same company. And so they both get the same push from the platform if you do that. But again, once you're familiar with your social media, and this is, you can't really see my cell phone here in the light, but all my social media is under one file on my phone. So it doesn't like fill up my phone. And I can tap on my social media and now all of it opens up and I can go wherever I posted initially and just hold my finger on it and copy it. And then I can paste it over to Instagram, paste it over to Twitter, paste it over. And I can just paste, paste, paste. And I can do it almost as fast as I can set it up in one of those third party systems. And so that works for me. And that way it becomes a grassroots authentic post directly for me on each of my social media.
So is it a good practice then to reuse your Facebook content on your Instagram? I thought keeping Instagram a little different style of photography or topic, it still all aligns with a hike to go do in Denver kind of thing. But I didn't know like that it would make the most. It's easy for me to, if I just copied it, but I didn't know if that would be the right thing for the audience to have the same content in both places.
I list the same content when it comes to my blog post. I don't always list the same content if I'm listing a graphic where I'm just doing like an inspirational quote or something. But okay. When I list a blog post, I do the blog post across all my social media because it's a different audience. When you look at the demographics of the audience, you're going to reach a different audience. And what's going to happen is you'll discover after a while which social media has your tribe. You know, because you'll get a lot more replies and a lot more comments and a lot more activity in the group that has your group, your tribe, so to speak.
Yeah.
Now, and again, Facebook happens to be mine because I think it's because of my age and my topic. I'm talking about, you know, real estate. And so I'm getting a little bit older market. And again, if you look at the demographics, a little bit of an older market is on Facebook and a younger market is on Instagram. And so I think you have to kind of play with all of those until you find your sweet spot.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And I had hesitated to continue with a newsletter because different audiences want different components. Most of them are never going to open it up, but I've had more requests for news, you know, when's that newsletter coming back? So all about age and the right audience. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Again, what's going to be very helpful for you, and I got a little bit of a glare on my screen. I'm trying to position myself here in this hallway. The sun's moving. So what's going to be helpful for you is if you go to that Google Trends and you start putting in your topic and then try different variations of that and see what is getting the most searches for that topic. And then that's how you want to name your topic because that's what people are asking for. And again, it goes back to entering the conversation in their heads instead of making them enter the conversation in yours. I'm all about passive income. Well, I discovered the internet is not. They're all about working from home. They're not about passive income. Now, in a roundabout way, they are, you know, but they just want to work from home. That's their big question. So I've discovered that anytime I write an article on passive income, I need to put that phrase working from home in there because it gets a lot more views. And then when folks just Google that over in Google, and again, I'm using Google as a generic term, it's whatever search engine people are using. When they search for working from home, my blog posts are going to come up. See, because I've included now that phrase in my first paragraph and in a lot of my titles.
Was there
I'm even going back to some of my earlier posts and I'm adding that.
Right. Real quick, other question. Do you have a recommendation on an application where if you are creating that inspirational quote and you want to design it in a format, you know, to be able to have a PDF or whatever to post out there? Is there a tool that you recommend that you like?
Yes, yes. I am in love with Canva.
Okay. I've heard of that one.
Yeah. C-A-N-V-A, Canva. And right. Hang in there. One thing that I've noticed, if you haven't dabbled in technology yet, Canva is a great place to learn because mm-hmm. you can click on an element and then drag it over into what you're trying to create. And if it doesn't work, just refresh your screen and start over. Okay. And so what I'm discovering in Canva is once I got proficient in Canva, because it's a safe place to practice, it was easier for me to move around in my website because the concept is the same. And so okay. now when I try to scoot a picture over in my website, I'm like, oh, I remember learning this in Canva, why that didn't work and why this works better. And so Canva is a great place to kind of practice moving around. Okay. Did I lose anybody? Am I still clear? Deborah kind of froze and I didn't know if it was my Wi-Fi or hers. Okay. I see Deborah is good. Or I'm sorry, Lisa froze a little bit. All right. Lisa, did that answer your question?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Now in Canva, once you're in Canva, you can star that particular graphic that you made and put it in a folder. And so now you can, for example, I have different lanes of passive income. I have long-term rentals. I have short-term rentals. I have the blogging. I have writing from anywhere in the world. And so now I can create a folder for each one of those. So when I go to look for a graphic later on,
right.
I can just go to that folder and I'm not scrolling through this whole page of my graphics that I made. So it makes it a little faster when I want to post something out there.
Yeah, good time saver. Awesome. Thank you again.
Okay, perfect. Anyone else? I appreciate everyone's patience today. Yes, James.
So do you, as far as like, if you do a podcast, do you transcribe that and then put it onto your blog?
Yes, a podcast is a beautiful thing. And let me talk about that for just a moment. You can go on a Zoom call, just like we're on right now, and you don't even have to have anyone on the call. It can be just you. And you can record a Zoom call and you can have all your content and you just present like you're presenting to a group like this and record it. And once the recording is over, Zoom automatically gives you, I'm trying to get out of the sun. Zoom automatically gives you not only the video version, but it also gives you the audio version. And now your audio version is your podcast. So you just upload that into like an Audio Boom or Spotify or whatever. Again, it's picking a platform, just like we picked one for our blog. We're going to pick one for our podcast. And now you've got a podcast and you don't have to do anything except just post the recording and there's your podcast. If you transcribe that recording, which there's numerous ways to do that, once you transcribe that, that becomes your blog post. Then you can take snippets of that and pop it over into a little Canva graphic, and that becomes your social media post. And you can actually use the same content across all of your media. And you can actually use that content everywhere and put it, you can put it in a course, you can put it on your website, you can make it a blog, you can make it a social media post, and what you're reusing your content. Okay. And it makes your life so much easier because now you can have content for the week with just one thing and you can create all this content.
Yeah.
So repurpose as much of your content as you can.
Mm-hmm. If anybody's looking to do a podcast, I use Anchor. It's a pretty easy one to start if you're looking to do that as well.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I use Anchor for my podcast. That's a pretty easy one that like posts to all the platforms like Spotify, Apple Music, and all that.
Yes.
All that
good. Again, I'm having a terrible time getting out of the sun here. Oh goodness. Mark is here trying to help me. I actually just need to move my chair. I'm in this hallway. Bear with me a moment.
James, what's your YouTube channel?
It's Curious Gen Z. Let me double check, but it's Curious Gen Z underscore 123, I do believe. Or sorry, Curious underscore and then Gen, G-E-N-Z, 123.
Perfect. You can put that in the chat too, if you'd like.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Yep, I love that. Yeah, I really appreciate everyone tapping in today, and thank you for your patience for me trying to get situated here. I'm in a conference center, and there's these great big windows in this hallway, and the sun is moving, and so I thought I had positioned myself out of the sun, but I had to move. So. All right, any other questions? I hope I've helped inspire you to get started. Again, you see my website, it's kathybinner.com. Please connect with me. There's a way that you can connect as soon as you open up the website. There is a button there to connect with me with a connect call or strategy call. I invite all of you to do that. It's there's no charge, it's all free. And if I can help answer any specific questions, I'd love to chat with you. So please just click through there and get on a chat if you have more questions that we didn't get to today, or if you think of something once we're off the call.
Awesome. I'm excited.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I am excited to see some of your blogs. This is exciting. Yeah. Very nice. Very nice. Well, I hope I've answered a lot of questions, but I'm sure that as soon as we hang up, there's going to be even more questions. If you're thinking, oh, I should have asked for that. So please tap in on, on my website, kathybinner.com. And I will actually put that again in, let's see if I can get to everyone here in the chat. And I'll put that again in the chat box. And so that's the easiest way to connect with me. There's a button there to connect. There's a resource page if you're interested in the HostGator, and you can take a look at, again, any of the products or services, and I'll be happy to chat with you and help you out. I'm retired. This is my way of giving back. I just would love for everyone to have passive income and be able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. It's a beautiful thing. And blogging is certainly one lane to create some of that passive income to get to where you want to be financially, and to also do all those other things, connect with your tribe and give back in your own right. And I love all of your topics and where you're going with that. So please connect with me. I love that you're all here. Again, thank you for your patience, and we will see you next month. I'll be sure and make sure I fix that link in the meetup.
So okay. All right. I'll be there. See you then. Thank you.
Perfect.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
We'll see everyone later. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Enjoy your conference, Kathy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.